Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So I got an interesting email from my kid's school that they were changing the name of a fitness facility. And I thought, oh yeah, it's about time. It's the Lindbergh Center. And this is going to piss a lot of people off because, you know, we still have the Lindbergh Terminal and Charles Lindbergh is a hero to, you know, a lot of people. But, you know, he was also a known anti-Semite, largely considered to be a racist, and blamed Jews for pushing America into World War II. Very much an advocate of American isolationism. So America first, we don't care about anybody else, we're not going to help anybody. So I imagine today, if Mr. Lindbergh were alive, then he would not be a fan of us getting involved or helping even in any way in Ukraine.
Yeah, I struggled with this for a little while. I mean, there's certain people, look, we're all human. We all make mistakes. You atone, you learn from your mistakes, you correct your mistakes, you try to do better. For me, anti-Semitism is a showstopper. And there were no signs in his life that he ever atoned or apologized or realized that he was wrong by being an anti-Semite. So, you know, when I grew up, he was one of my heroes. Now, no. I mean, I still admire what he did. Do I admire the man? No, I do not.
Right. So, again, you can, you know, we have this argument all the time when we want to change the names of things, you know, like Calhoun, for example. Now, we know that John Calhoun was, you know, a raging racist, was an advocate for racism and not somebody that we should look up to in this country. And when you know better, you do better. And the lake is called Bademakoska now. And I, you know, again, there was the Lindbergh Center. There's Lindbergh Drive. My kids go to school on it. It's Lindbergh Drive. They might. There's no word on if they're going to change the name, by the way, of the street. Who knows? Maybe they will. But they have now changed. The school board in Hopkins unanimously approved renaming the Lindbergh Center to Royals Athletic Center. They're the Hopkins Royals. That is the mascot name. By the way, we're going to be talking a lot about mascots in about a half an hour. I have a fun quiz for you because of March Madness and all the fun mascots. So instead of being named after Charles Lindbergh, who did not have great ideals, maybe wasn't such a great person, but sure, he was a great pilot, does not mean he had good morals or values or something that we want to memorialize. And I guess it doesn't need a building, an athletic building named after him in Hopkins. So the name is now changed to the Royals Athletic Center.
Sure.
And Paul, okay, go ahead.
This rewriting history, though? I mean, people complain that we're, you know, trying to whitewash history. And I guess, I mean, for me, it's not woke. It's accountability, right? If you know better, you do better. And look at the Confederacy, right? I mean, they're taking down Confederate statues. Do we want to glorify the Confederacy? Most people say no, although you get a difference of opinion in the South. They're saying you're trying to erase our history like it never took place. I think we're accountable, and I think we need to remember the lessons of history so we don't repeat the bad stuff over and over and over again, which we are wont to do as human beings. But Charles Lindbergh, yeah, as I learned more about him, I discovered that there was a lot not to like about him personally. Does that take away his accomplishment? You know, flying across the Atlantic, does it take away his bravery? No. But how much should we be honoring him in view of everything that he believed and stood for and espoused? I mean, basically, it was hate speech. And so I have a problem with that.
And it's not rewriting history. He still flew across the Atlantic. He still was a pilot. The baby still got kidnapped. Like he still did all of those things. Was he a good person? Probably not. People are complex. Was he a good pilot? Sure. Yeah. So no one's rewriting history just because a shed or a facility, a sports facility where kids work out is no longer the name of that. No one's saying Charles Lindbergh didn't exist, that he didn't do the things that he did. We can remember that he wasn't his daring solo flight across the Atlantic in 1927. You get to remember that. It's in the history books. We learn about it. It belongs in a museum, and that's where it should be. But it doesn't belong on the name when he was a known anti-Semite and, you know, American isolationist. You don't get a building then. Let's pick, you know, and that also gets decided by the people in the school district. The people who own the building get to decide what they name it. And if the school district says, you know what, we'd rather not have the name of a person who was morally repugnant to us, whether they're not a big fan of anti-Semites or isolationists or racist or whatever it is, they get to choose. It's their building. That's it.
Yeah.
There's nothing about history. You can wiki him. You can read about him. You can have a shrine in your house if you are so inclined. It does not change history in any way, shape, or form. If a shrine gets taken down or, you know, a memorial or a name change, nothing at all. You can still be a fan of John C. Calhoun if you're a racist person. You get to do that in your home. He still gets a wiki page. We all know that he was a racist. That's the history. You know, when people say, oh, it changes history. No. It just reveals the truth about history. Now we know. We know the truth.
There's nothing woke about being accountable. I mean, the history is the history, and nobody's trying to change
that. You say
woke
like it's a bad thing. Woke is being a good thing. I think people are confusing that word. Being woke means being awakened to reality and to life and to things around us that we were unawakened to before, that we were sleeping through or shielded our eyes from. Being woke, I know that term has been appropriated by some people in this culture, but being woke is a good thing. I want to be awake to the injustices in the world. I want to see that somebody may not have been the person that we thought he was. So I'm very happy to be woke or awakened.
I'm not going to celebrate Charles Lindbergh in the same way I don't celebrate the Confederacy. And I found it interesting. Do you realize even in the South that street streets that are named after Confederate generals like Sherman Way, the value of houses 10-20% less on streets named for Confederate heroes.
True?
It's absolutely true. So most people want to disassociate themselves from the stains of history and do better. So
good on you, Hopkins. We hear you. We see you. You know, I'm glad that this happened. When you know better, you do better. And they are choosing to do better. Let's take a quick break. Next up, speaking of schools, we're going to speak with Sean Layden. Sean is chapter president with the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers.
And Jordan, I'm going to jump in right there because Sean Layden and Greta Callahan are both in mediation right now that I believe has been going since noon. We were hoping to catch up with Sean, but I guess the mediation is continuing. We're going to try to catch up with them In the 5 o'clock hour, if we can. So I don't know what that means. We had them booked, and they said the mediation is still ongoing. So maybe they'll have good news. Maybe there's news coming, but we'll try next hour.
Okay. Thanks for that update, DJ.
So we're not going to do that next. let's bring back either we know that people are texting in about whether or not we should wear shoes in the house, because Paul brought up that study earlier. Or we are going to talk about the happiest place on earth, and it's not Disney.
It's not here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we are number 16. We are number 16 when it comes to happiness around the world. Jor, I don't know if you saw this. They come out with this report every single year, and they have been, I think, for at least a decade. The World Happiness Report. It's put out by the UN Sustainable Development Solutions Network, and they interview people. They send out surveys to people in 150 countries, and based on those surveys, they then come back with their rankings. They look at a wide range of things: life expectancy, GDP per capita, social support in times of trouble. In other words, is there a viable, effective safety net if you get into trouble for whatever reason? You get sick, can't work, whatever. Low corruption rates, high social trust, generosity. In other words, do people look out for each other? Do they take care of each other? And Finland was at the top of the list again.
I'm not surprised. They usually are, aren't they?
Fifth year in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been to Finland.
Where do we fall?
In passing, we are 16. We are just behind Canada at 15. The UK came in at 17. But it's amazing to me, all of the Nordic countries that are in the top five. Denmark came in number two. Iceland, number three. Sweden and Norway, seventh and eighth, respectively. Something in the water. I don't know. I mean, it's the social safety net.
Well, it's not just the water. It's the services that are provided for these people. That's exactly it. They feel that, you know, hey, if I'm not one paycheck away from death, I'm not one paycheck away from being homeless on the street. They feel supported by the services that are around them, or that, you know, they can be more free, or, you know, that, you know, more free to maybe take chances with their life or live their dreams and don't have to be, you know, enslaved to a paycheck all the time. It sounds like because they have these services around them, they feel more happier, literally happier.
They're happier, and they pay a tax rate that I think cause the average Minnesotan to faint. And we have high taxes here. And look, Europe, Scandinavia, they do pay higher taxes, but they have a lot more to show for it, right? Universal health care. As you said, you're not one illness away from having to declare bankruptcy.
Bankrupt. Right. Mm-hmm.
And also, I believe everybody can go to school. I'm not advocating for the Finnish way of doing things, or that we become Denmark, but I don't think there's student debt over there the way that we have student debt here, crippling debt. So is it perfect? No. And it seems like a horrible choice to have to make. Yeah, do you want 30, 40, 50% tax rates, but in return you're going to get all these things? Or do you want lower taxes and let her rip the Wild West? Maybe you get lucky. Maybe things will go well. Maybe they won't. So I still think we live in the best country on earth if you want to start a company. The odds of making a company work in this country, I think, are orders of magnitude better than they are in countries like Finland. But if you look at the overall quality of life, anyway.
Todd Walker is texting me as he's listening to us talk about Finland. So I'm hoping maybe you could just get him on the line. He says, Finland had me to their country as a guest after they were rated number one 3 years ago following a story he did about Norway being the happiest. Okay. Todd is texting me, and maybe we'll get him on the line. He says, Finland has more saunas. Now I know how to say that.
Sauna.
More saunas per capita than the number of cars. He wrote a story in both countries explaining their happiness. Look, they're happy in both, right? Norway's at the top of the list also, or high up
Norway's,
on the list?
Yeah, Norway's up there. It's number, let's see. Oh, Israel came in at number 9. They're ahead of us. New Zealand ahead
again,
of us at number 10.
A lot of
10.
Social services there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Norway, Sweden and Norway are 7th and 8th. Yeah.
Todd, are you on the line?
Todd?
Guys. Yes, Finland had me to their country after I wrote a story on what made Norway the happiest place on the planet, and they caught wind of that, and they asked me to come over and explore what made Finland the happiest place on the planet. So I did a story on both of their happiness factors, and it's interesting. Finland is truly a happy place. And Paul, you nailed it. Some of the ongoing themes that I noticed in both countries after they were rated was their free education, their rich countries. Of course, Norway is incredibly rich, and they take care of their people from cradle to grave, and people are educated. There's a great factor when it comes to fitness. They're very outdoorsy, and in both countries, and take fitness seriously. Whether it's not just your traditional health clubs, it's more about walking and spending time in the water, because you know they both are you know, right there on the water. And in Finland, for example, what I just texted the three of you, the interesting factor that they continually share is that there are more saunas, and yes, go ahead and correct my pronunciation, in the country than there are number of cars. And what I will share is that when you rent an apartment, for example, right on your contract in your apartment, there will be you will select the hour that you will sauna. So, I every single day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If it was part of my routine in Finland, where when I was there by the Department of Tourism and exploring, and that was just part of what you did. And they have big, huge public saunas, like right in the downtown areas, that people will go and recreate. So they take leisure very seriously, exercise, and their commitment to each other from birth until, you know, when they're aged, they take care of them. I mean, there's no traditional nursing home care like we see it, and the cost that any of us with aging parents are very accustomed to. So, yeah, interesting story, guys.
Very interesting.
They're just both terrific countries. And Paul, it sounds like you've been there in Finland, but both worth going to. And you're right; the crime is just so low. I went on a walking tour with somebody from the Department of Education and said, is this area okay to walk at night? And they looked at me with just astonishment, saying, "Well, of course it is." You know, I mean, I mean, they said, "Well, why wouldn't you?" I said, "Are there areas that you really would, you know, would you suggest that I don't walk around at night?" And they were like, "No, not really."
No.
So, yeah. So crime is low. Happiness is definitely high. Education is so important. One of my travel guides, and I'm sure we're running out of time here, but one of my travel guides we went hiking for an entire day. And I said, "So, you know, is this your full-time job?" He goes, "Oh, no, I teach at the university. I have two doctorate degrees." And he was talking. I said, "So you continue your education?" He goes, "Well, of course I do." He said, I'm a curious learner, and I continue to find things that I want to explore and go to the college and just continue to learn like all my friends do." And yet he's an outdoorsman who just simply walks and hikes. So both wonderful countries, worth exploring. But I love that they do this every year. And you're right on. It's always the Scandinavian countries that come back the top of the list.
Yeah, it's the work-life balance. Yeah. All right.
You're the best, Todd. Thank you so much, for joining us. I added a lot. Been to the happiest place on earth, not Disney.
Sure. We have a $9 billion surplus.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Oprah. Everybody gets a sauna. You get a sauna. You get a sauna. You get a sauna. Is that? I know it's more than that. It's the safety net. It's everything. Right. But go Finland. They're a little close to Russia, which would make me nervous. They're right on the Russian border, of course.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. They're still pretty happy, though. But now we know why. So we can't, you know, shrug our shoulders and say, "Oh, well, we don't need health care for everybody, or we don't need to be out of debt and be able to do lifelong learning." I mean, we know what the secret to happiness is. We're just opting out.
The American ethos is every man for himself. Right.
We're opting
on your
out.
Mark. Get set. Go. And good luck. And maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. But what can we learn from the Finns? And the Danes and the Swedes and the Norwegians, a lot, it turns out.
I hope everybody is enjoying March Madness. I hope your brackets aren't busted yet. Let's have some fun with mascots in our quiz next. I think you're going to do well. I have high hopes that in today's quiz, you will do well. If you're following March Madness, if you're a fan of college basketball or any college sports, I have high hopes, Paul.
I don't. I'm so confused by the mascots. But I did watch a little bit over the weekend. Are you glued?
March
Madness?
You know, I'm a former Syracuse cheerleader. So we used to be in the Big East. It's not that conferences have changed now, but I've been to NCAA games. I've cheered at them. They're super exciting. So it's fun to watch. It really is. So are you guys ready for a mascot quiz? I am going to give you the mascot. I'm going to offer you three colleges or universities. You are going to tell me which university that mascot belongs to.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay. Yeah. Go.
Jack the Bulldog. Is Jack the Bulldog at Oregon, at Michigan State, or at Georgetown?
Dave.
Go ahead.
Am I playing? Is this how we play?
Yeah.
No, that's Georgetown. That's Georgetown, I believe.
100% right. You are right.
Oops,
Sparty
wrong.
Is Michigan State, and Oregon is the Ducks.
The Ducks, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hook'em. What is the Hook'em mascot? Is it UCLA? Is it Texas? Or is it North Carolina?
Paul.
There you go.
It's Texas, isn't it?
That's right. 100%.
Nice job.
UCLA is Joe Bruin. North Carolina is Ramses. Okay. Ramses. I thought that
Ramses.
Was like a biblical character.
Oh, wow.
But
okay.
Yeah, right? Ramses.
A,
right?
Like a Roman god or something? That's weird.
Egyptian god. Yeah, okay.
Ramses.
Okay. Jonathan the Husky. Is
okay.
Jonathan the Husky from Florida, from Louisville, or from UConn?
Dave. UConn.
Yep. That's right. Louisville is Louie. Florida is Albert Gator. Albert Gator.
Albert Gator.
Who's Rodney the Ram? Where does Rodney the Ram belong? Does he belong at VCU? Does he belong at Kansas or Kentucky?
Dave, Kentucky.
Rodney the Ram's at VCU. Kentucky's the Wildcats. You know that. Go Wildcats. And Kansas are the Big Jays. Okay, we're
going to
go a little more, a little more. Oh, the Big J's. You got to do the Big J's. We're going to go a little more obscure. I'm going to give you four colleges. You are going to tell me which of their mascots is not Pistol Pete. Pistol Pete is a real mascot.
What?
Which of the four colleges is not have Pistol Pete as the mascot? Is it Cincinnati? Is it Providence? Is it New Mexico State? Or is it Oklahoma State? So which of those colleges where is Pistol Pete not the mascot? Go ahead.
Oklahoma State.
You're incorrect. Pistol Pete is the mascot for Oklahoma State. Ah. David, is it Providence, Cincinnati, or New Mexico?
New Mexico.
You're both wrong. What's wrong with you? Those are the two that have Pistol Pete as Pistol the mascot. Pete.
Who is Pistol Pete?
Yeah, so Pistol,
I'd like to talk to Pete.
Pistol Pete is the mascot for New Mexico State and Oklahoma State. At Providence, it's Friar Dom. And at Cincinnati, it's the Bearcat.
There's two schools with Pistol Pete?
We're in a...
Can you, even... Know, that's why I had to bring it up. Can you even believe it?
We're in a mascot recession. We are in a recession. What is
Let's
wrong with these mascots?
Whose mascot is Tree?
Tree?
Tree? Is it California? Is it Tulsa? Or is it Stanford?
Stanford. Paul.
No, I said Stanford with an N. Stanford.
Stanford in California.
How did you know that?
Because I went to Stanford.
That's not true. No, you went to Penn State. But it is Stanford. Just the mascot is just Tree.
That sounds just Tree. It sounds like they used to have an offensive mascot, and then they changed it and made it Tree. They're like, what's going to get us sued the least amount of times? Tree.
California is Oski the Bear, and Tulsa is Captain Kane. Oh. Captain Kane.
Like Kane's chicken?
Like Captain Kane. Yeah,
Captain Kane. What
you want
heck?
Another one?
Okay, one more.
Where is Hink the Bulldog from? Is Hink the Bulldog from LSU, from Pittsburgh, or from Butler?
Oh, Dave, that's Butler, I believe.
That's right. Butler Bulldogs. Pittsburgh is Rock the Panther, and LSU is Mike the Tiger.
Mike the Tiger.
Frosted Flakes. Very Frosted Flakes.
All right.
Are we out of time, or you want to sneak in the last one?
One more.
Where's Big Red from? Is Big Red from Kansas State, from Purdue, or from Western Kentucky?
Paul. Western Kentucky.
Big Red from Western Kentucky.
I follow Big Red. I'm a big fan.
Willie Wildcats from Kansas State, and Purdue Pete is from Purdue. Wow. That would have been pretty obvious.
You still beat me.
I did not keep score, but I think you guys did pretty well.
DJ did better. That was fun.
I know people were yelling at the radio. What? So good job, you two.
These mascots are troubling, though. God help us. All right. Mike Max up next. Talk about a rush. Maxie scored quite the get today, quite the interview. Mm-hmm. Maxie Sports brought to you by the John Schuster Group, Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Wolves play Dallas tonight. The Wild play Vegas. The big story that is still shocking the baseball world, Carlos Correa, three-year, $105.3 million. Don't forget that .3, $105.3 million. And you got to talk to him today, Maxie.
I did. He's going to do his official press conference on Wednesday. But he was in the clubhouse early this morning when we got there. And he was just talking to the different players, and some he had met, some he didn't know. And he is what I thought he was watching him play. He's a natural leader. He just walked from locker to locker. You know, a lot of guys won't insert themselves like that, but he was spending time with Royce Lewis. He stopped with Rod Carew. They had a long talk, which was fun to just watch, you know, a Hall of Famer and talking to maybe a future Hall of Famer, and, Luis Arraez and all the guys. He just, and I visited with him about that, about being a leader, et cetera. And he said that is what I take pride in, and I appreciate that you noticed it, because that's what I believe you got to be when you're the shortstop and the anchor of the team, and in this case, the highest paid, as one Twins player told me. Nice toys cost a lot of money, and we needed a nice toy. They got one.
But the whole idea, Maxie, it's not just how well he plays. A great player, an exceptional player, makes everybody better, right?
Well, the premise is that, A, he's going to – you always want to be strong up the middle. And, of course, Byron Buxton, center field, is pretty strong up the middle. Polanco is pretty good at second base. And then you've got Correa. So you go up the middle like that. Catcher still a question mark. Sanchez is how good he is defensively. Jeffers a little bit better. But you always want to be good up the middle, and that gives you confidence when you're pitching, as well as when you're hitting. You always want the pitcher – to be checking the scorecard. And what I mean by that is if he's facing the eighth and ninth guy, and then all of a sudden you see, oh boy, it's Buxton, Polanco, Correa, you want him thinking about that. And so it's not just as his bats, it's the pitcher going, oh boy, I got to get these guys out, because if I don't, then here comes Murderer's Row. And they can kind of line that up right now with some of these players that they've got. You know, like I said, Polanco's been an all-star, and Miguel Sano swings hard, and you got some people there that are capable of some production.
Yeah. Okay.
Must be fun to be down at spring training.
It is. It's beautiful down here, Jordan. I went for a long run on Fort Myers Beach. And I got to tell you, the difference between dental floss and some of the bikinis these ladies wear nowadays, there's not much difference.
Nope. And well, it's spring break now too. A lot of kids are on spring break.
They're on spring break, absolutely. And it was, a lot of families, a lot of good long jog along the beach clears the mind.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
no
Maxie.
Doubt. Are your brackets broken yet, Maxie? Do you even do brackets?
Yeah, I didn't even do them this year, to be honest with
you.
But I knew St. Peter would win over Kentucky.
No, you did not.
Yeah, you're full of it. You're full of crap, Maxie. Yeah.
Yesterday, Iowa State upset Wisconsin.
I saw.
Gabe Kelscher from De La Salle High School, transferred from the Gophers, scored 22 points. He was a star yesterday for Iowa State. And then, of course, about a month ago, I told you, look out, Marc-Andre Fleury's on their radar. And today, the Minnesota Wild signed Marc-Andre Fleury, traded for Marc-Andre Fleury to go down the stretch with a veteran goaltender that shut the door on them a couple of years ago. It's a very interesting move by the Wild.
Very cool. And by the way, go Cyclones. I'm a Cyclone fan.
Are you?
They're going to this. Well, yeah, I have some friends down there. They have a great meteorology program at Iowa State. And look, last year they were 2-22.
2-22.
This year they're going to the Sweet 16. So
a new coach in a transfer portal. That's how quick you can turn it.
Yep. Thanks, Maxie. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.